points on United States and world history, politics, public policy, and other matters beyond the private experience are based on news stories, studies, and books I deemed accurate and reliable in my capacity as a journalist. They are conveyed with my perspective. In a small number of instances, I have changed or omitted the names of living people. Dear August, I heard a voice unlike the ones in my house or on the news that told me my place in the world. It was your voice, a quiet and constant presence felt more often than heard. You were like those stars that, for some reason, a person can see only by looking to the side of them. I was just a kid, but I knew the other voices were wrong and yours was right, because my body felt like a calm hollow when you echoed in it. I didn't try to figure out what you were, I just knew you. Often, what grown-ups say is mysterious, children readily understand. Eventually, in my mind, you took the form of a baby that I either would or wouldn't have. You were far more than what a baby is. My connection to you was the deepest kind of knowing, hard to explain because it swooshed around in my mind and took different shapes and meanings over the years, but there was a moment, before I was even old enough to have kids, when I was fretting about the sort of decision that, in another household, might have gotten help from parents. Those moments usually sent me praying to some God outside myself. Instead, I thought, what would I tell my daughter to do? I've never been pregnant, but I became a mother very young. To myself, to my little brother, to my own young mother even. And that required digging very deep. So deep down to the quick of being that I found not just my own power, but your unborn spirit, which maybe are one and the same. I can't tell you how that happened, but I can tell you why, for me, it had to. America didn't talk about class when I was growing up. I had no idea why my life looked the way it did, why my parents' young bodies ached, why some opportunities were closed off to me. I suppose we never completely do know, even with hindsight. But the hard economies of a family, a town, a region, a country, a world, were shaping my relationship to creation. To my womb, yes, but also to what I would or wouldn't have a chance to make of myself. I was on a mission toward a life unlike the one I was handed, and things worked out as I intended. I'm glad you never ended up as a physical reality in my life. But we talked for so many years that I don't guess I'll ever stop talking to you. Not the you that would have been, but the you that exists right now. There are two of you, as with all of us. The specific form and the energy that enlivens it. I only knew you as the latter, the formless power that I rode out of a hard place. Probabilities and statistics predicted a different outcome for me. A poor rural kid born the year her country began a sharp turn toward greater economic inequality. Chances were that I would stay in that hard life and that you would be born into it too. You have nothing to do with probabilities or statistics, of course, which are flimsy at best. But those were real, often devastating forces in my life and in the lives of so many children. I'd like to honor you by trying to articulate what no one articulated for me, what it means to be a poor child in a rich country founded on the promise of equality. How can you talk about the poor child without addressing the country that let her be so? It's a relatively new way of thinking for me. I was raised to put all responsibility on the individual, on the bootstraps with which she ought pull herself up. But it's the way of things that environment changes outcomes. Or, to put it in my first language, the crop depends on the weather, doesn't it? A good seed'll do a job and sprout, but come hail and you're plumb out of luck regardless. 1. A penny in a purse. The farm was 30 miles west of Wichita on the silty loam of southern Kansas that never asked for more than prairie grass. The area had three nicknames: the breadbasket of the world, for its government-subsidized grain production, the air capital of the world, for its airplane manufacturing industry, and Tornado Alley, for its natural offerings. Warm, moist air from the Gulf to the south clashes with dry, cool air from the Rocky Mountains to the west. In the springtime, the thunderstorms are so big you can smell them before you see or hear them. Arnie, a man I would later call my grandpa, bought the farmhouse during the 1950s to raise a young